Blackstone Publishing presents Northern Blood by Daniel Green. This book is read by Bradford Hastings. Dedication. For my mother, for showing us that hard work, dedication, and determination are the path to success, and that no one, not even the strongest among us, make it alone. Thank you for your unending support. Chapter 1. April 29, 1864. Libby Prison, Richmond, Virginia. "Roll 'em," Major Olmsted called out in the stinking night air. With heavy sighs and disrupted snores, the imprisoned Union officers began the communal shift in sleeping positions, like a herd of entrapped cattle. The rotation of bodies was a labored one. The men would have to more or less all roll over at the same time, but it resembled more an old man tossing in his bed by the moonlight, achy and slow, trying to steal comfort wherever possible. Every man was wedged into the others like an enormous drawer filled with spoons, all facing the same way, almost 200 men moving at once. Rats squeaked in the corners, sounding like tittering children, and a man awoke from a nightmare with a call for his mother. One man coughed, and another cursed the men nearby for the stench. Libby Prison was never meant to hold men. Early in the war, the Confederate government had a surplus of prisoners and nowhere to put them, so they modified a chandlery on the embankments of the James River to store them. But there was a problem. Even if they wanted to stock the warehouse with them, it was never meant to keep this many. The stink of 200 unwashed men always seemed to hang in the air longer when they all moved at once. It smelled as if they lived inside an overflowing latrine, and this was only one of six giant rooms. Wolf tried to adjust onto his shoulder, then scratched at his snarled beard with his index finger to avoid using his thumb. The weight of an arm draped over him from behind, stinging and rubbing the raw skin on his back, making him cringe. "Back off, Roberts," he jerked his shoulder, and his friend's hand fell around Wolf's waist. He ignored it. This was the way they all slept, every night, together. In the winter, the only way to stay warm was by soaking in the scant body heat from the man beside you. The back of the head in front of him was snowy white in the darkness. With a slap of his cheeks, the officer ahead of Wolf passed gas in his direction, forcing him to gulp down the fetid odor with a grit of his teeth and a wrinkle of his nose. Using the remaining meat of his arm as a makeshift pillow, he tried to get comfortable. It was nearly impossible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?